This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Between the town of Fenville and just outside of the art community of Saugatuck, Michigan, is a barn that dates back to the 1880s. You won't find livestock there. You will find a world of color as you pull up, inside and out. The old barn is filled with art projects in the making. No experience necessary. Anyone can walk in and discover their creative side, painting ceramics, fusing glass, stringing beads, creating mosaics, and a number of other projects waiting to take shape under your hands. Owner Carol Sellner calls it the Art Barn. Where did the idea come from, Carol, to turn an 1880s barn into an art barn?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I'm from Kalamazoo originally, and at 17, my husband and I were in Saugatuck, and I said, someday I want to have a business here in Saugatuck. So then life gets in the way, and, you know, we go to college, and then we raise a family in the Chicago suburbs. And then once those children started leaving the nest, I thought, okay, what's the next chapter? And so the idea came both a love of art, a love of Saugatuck, and kind of put them together. And so this is kind of our soft retirement. The Art Barn is in its 19th season. So I had the idea when I was 45, and it's been an amazing 18 years.
I would think so. My own visit there with my granddaughter, I was stunned with all the color and the variety of art projects that you can take on. So take us visually into the Art Barn. What all do we find there when we walk in?
So the Art Barn, as you said, it's a beautiful vintage 1880s barn with, you know, soaring ceilings and hand-hewn beams. And I've just filled it with multiple different types of art. Our most popular, of course, is painting ceramics, because literally everyone from a toddler to a 99-year-old can paint ceramics. And ceramics obviously have been around a really long time, but they've changed over the years. And now people are not really interested in things that they have to dust. They're more interested in functional pieces. So we've got cups and bowls and platters, and of course our, a good share of banks and figurines and Christmas trees, just like Grandma used to have the green Christmas tree with the little light bulbs. Additionally, we have mosaics, and again, mosaic art is just been around forever and ever, and most people probably haven't done a mosaic. So we have functional mosaics, mirrors, picture frames, stepping stones for your garden, and so forth. And then my favorite, adults only, glass fusing. Glass fusing is the art of taking special glass that all melts at the same temperature, layering it into a kaleidoscope of colors, and then it goes into the kiln. And it makes beautiful art for both your garden as well as indoors for your walls. And you can even do functional small platters and so forth. But I'd say most people think of the glass art for a beautiful adornment for their garden.
So how does it work? Do you pay a certain price and spend the day, or do you need some skills walking into this, or how does it all work?
That's the beauty of the Art Barn. I envisioned a place where people that would be inspired by all the art surrounding them, both in nature as well as Saugatuck is an incredibly art-filled community. I wanted a place where people could come who had never done anything before, pick up a paintbrush or a bucket of tiles and do something for maybe the very first time. There is an $8 studio fee, and that covers the cost of what we have to do to finish the piece of art, plus the price of the piece. So, for example, you know, painting something as simple as a coffee mug is usually about $20 out the door.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. You must be an artist yourself, I would think, to come up with this kind of an idea and to spend so much time and effort into running something like the Art Barn. What's your background?
Well, That's another great question. I am a very creative sort, and I consider myself a craft warrior, you name it, I've tried it. But my background is I'm actually a chemist. I got my degree from Western, and there is actually a lot of chemistry in doing something like this. There's chemistry in the ceramics. There's a lot of chemistry involved in the annealing of the glass in the kiln and so forth. But I've done a number of things in my life, and so I think it's everything that I've done that's come together to allow me to run this business. And, you know, the old saying, when you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's really how I feel. The Art Barn is kind of like my third child, an amazing place where I get to watch people challenge themselves, do something that they didn't perhaps think they could ever do. It's a really, really rewarding way to spend my days.
So I'm wondering still about the property. How did you find it? And I, you know, it couldn't have been an art barn always. It's got to have some kind of interesting history to it. You said 1880s?
Yes, it does. The barn, as well as our home, which is on the property, are 1880s. And this used to be a peach orchard, which, of course, was very, very popular in the area at that time. I actually am familiar with the families going back to about the 1930s that owned the property. And at that time, they were no longer farming the property. It was a family from, I think, that moved here from Chicago, and they just used the barn for recreation. I don't think there had been any animals in the barn since about prior to the 1930s. So they raised their family here, and then an older couple bought the property, and they pretty much just used the barn to store their car inside the barn. The next family, the only thing they used the barn for was a gigantic neighborhood Halloween party every year. When I had the idea to do this, we were in the Chicago suburbs, and I wanted a barn because, A, barns are just disappearing so fast, and so many people that visit Saugatuck are from Chicago or Detroit, and maybe they haven't been in a barn since they were a kid and their grandparents had a barn. So I just felt that that was the perfect studio for the area. And the whole community was very supportive when I had this idea of turning an old barn into an art studio. So that's kind of the story, but I have to believe that the barn was waiting for me. There was a little cement lip on the back of the barn, and I walked across it every day for 20 years. And a few years ago, I looked down and I saw etched in that cement were the letters of the man who poured that concrete in 1914. And all that you could distinguish from it were the letters A-R-T and two letters of his last name, which were a B and an N. So that's pretty darn close to Art Barn. So I think this barn was waiting for a new life.
I'm Zenta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Carol Sellner, the owner of Art Barn near Saugatuck, Michigan. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation and join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.